And now it's time for Power of Prophecy, continuing the legacy of Tex Mars, exposing evil, and promoting Jesus Christ as Savior. Here's your host, Jerry Barrett.
Hello, friends, and welcome to another edition of Power of Prophecy. I'm your host, Jerry Barrett. Honored to have you join me again this week. I have asked my buddy, Pat McShay, to come back on the show. He recently published a new article on Devin Archer and the Biden crime family. So I have asked Pat to come back on and let's talk about everything that he's discovered about the Biden crime family. I mean, it could be a multi-hour show, but we're going to keep it to one. Pat, welcome back, buddy.
Oh, it's always great to be with you, Jerry.
You know, the Biden crime family, I did a expose on them, wow, 2 or 3 years ago. Time has flown by. I don't remember exactly when, but, you know, he's such a criminal. The fact that he was put in this office, I didn't say elected, I said put into this office, is an affront to our Constitution, our electorate, our nation as a whole. But it doesn't seem to, I mean, he's like the Teflon Don, isn't he?
Well, he sure is. And, you know, they've made it almost illegal to even mention that the election was stolen. I think these people on all the big networks would get fired if they came out now and said that they thought that the election was stolen. But I don't think there's any question that it was. You know, everyone always says something is worse than Watergate. Oh, that's worse than Watergate. But the truth is, you know, what Biden and his son have done, and not just the son, but his brothers, his sister, his daughter, his nieces, who have all gotten money on these current deals. This is all 100 times worse than Watergate. And frankly, I think Watergate was used to get rid of Richard Nixon because he was getting too friendly with Russia and he was trying to stop the Vietnam War, which is, you know, where these globalists are controllers, the shadow government, that's where they make their money. They siphon money off of these huge military budgets, not just in America, but these other countries. And they did not want the war in Vietnam to end. And they set Nixon up, I believe, with the cover up and forced him out. And they were surprised when Donald Trump beat Hillary. I think he just got too many votes and outran their programming. But, you know, they've got something going now that Hunter Biden and Joe have a RICO operation. I mean, they could get them on RICO charges. You know, what they say about Hunter is that he had access or he exploited his access to his father. And that's enough for a RICO violation right there. I mean, he's a vice president at the time, now president, but his brothers did the same thing for the last 40 years when Biden was a senator. So, you know, now when you ask Biden, he was just asked today about Hunter getting this money, and he just gives him a blank look and says, I don't know what you're talking about. So this whole thing is ugly. And unfortunately, the shadow government doesn't care if Joe and his family enrich themselves. As long as he keeps this bogus war in Ukraine going, and as long as he keeps the spigots going for these oligarchs like Kissinger and Associates and Zolochevsky and George Soros, as long as they're all, you know, making money, they're going to keep Joe in there as long as they can.
You know, it's funny. When I did my deep dive to expose the crime syndicate, that is the Biden family, he has used the system to benefit his entire family from the moment he got in the Senate way back, what, 40, 50 years ago?
Oh, yeah. You know, back then it was his two brothers that were doing what what Hunter's doing. You know, they would attend functions and, you know, they would go along with Joe on business trips and they would set up deals. That stuff was all going on for years. James turned White House visits into overseas business deals, and he had all these different opportunities flourishing while Joe was in the Senate and when he was vice president. You know, don't forget that Joe wasn't just the point man for Ukraine. He was also the point man in Iraq. Back, you know, in 2011, his brother became an executive vice president for a company called Hillstone Construction Company. His brother had no experience in the construction business, and they got a meeting at the White House with Joe. This was a new construction company, by the way. And the guy that started the company was a good friend of the Biden family. And within 6 months or so, Biden's brother and this company got government contracts to build 100,000 homes in Iraq. And they also got additional government contracts through the State Department to build houses in other countries that Joe was the point man. So, and then you look at Frank Biden. Joe was Obama's point man in Costa Rica, if you remember that.
Yep.
And Joe had a meeting with the president down there, Oscar Arias. And shortly after that, Frank Biden got involved in a development in the jungles of Costa Rica, where they started building houses and a golf course and a casino. Frank was meeting with the president of Costa Rica. And despite him having no experience with any of these kind of developments, he landed all these deals. So this stuff's been going on for years.
Yeah. I think Frank or James won. Also got a contract, a government, U.S. government contract to provide solar panels for one of these third world countries. Just.
Oh yeah. 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 Back in 2016, Frank Biden signed a deal with the Costa Rican government. He had a company he called Sun Fund America, and it allowed, his company Go Solar to provide solar power in Costa Rica. Obama even approved a $6.5 million taxpayer-backed loan for Frank's project. And Frank Biden later received $47.5 million loan to build a 20 megawatt solar facility in Jamaica. it's good to be related to Joe Biden.
Yeah, it sure is. But it doesn't hurt to be friends with Joe's miscreant little brat, Hunter, either. I mean, Devin Archer and John Kerry's boy, well, stepson, but John Kerry's boy, they...
Don't forget, Nancy Pelosi's son was also in Ukraine making money from another oil company. People don't even know about that.
The apple doesn't fall far from the tree when it comes to Hunter and the largesse that the taxpayers have been on the hook for Pelosi, for Biden. It sickens me to know how much we've paid out to these jackwagons, and all it's done is enrich them. And here we are, $3.50 a gallon gas now. And it's just, you can't go to the grocery store without dropping a couple hundred dollars on just a few items.
Oh yeah, yeah. Well, you know, Ashley Biden, the daughter that said that Joe molested her when she was a child in her diary that the FBI tried to get back. She started a company called Startup Health with her husband, who was a doctor. And Joe asked Barack Obama if he would meet some of their executives at the White House. So he met with Ashley's husband and some executives of this new company. They didn't even have a website at the time, and it was a brand new company. Obama met with them in the Oval Office. They took pictures that they posted on their brand new website that they started. And Obama even featured them at his health data conference later. And the chief medical officer, of course, of that company was Dr. Howard Krein, who was Ashley's husband at the time. I'm not sure they're still married. They were going through some marital problems. And the sisters gotten involved with this stuff. You know, I wrote an article 3.5 years ago, over 3.5 years ago now, called The Biden Crime Family. And that was long before a lot of this stuff even came out. But even back then, you know, we did know quite a bit. We knew that the Chinese government had given $650,000 to a company that Hunter Biden was the president of, and he had gotten that $80,000 diamond from another one of the Chinese billionaires there. They were laundering money. He got $142,000 from Kazakhstan to buy a new Porsche. I think that just came out recently. I wrote about that a few years ago. So, yeah, this stuff has just been going on for years and years.
And the thing that shocks me is the amount of cover-up that controlled media continues to run.
Well, here's the thing. They keep saying Joe is separate from Hunter. That's Hunter's deal. Joe didn't know. Well, that's ridiculous, because when Joe first went to Ukraine back in 2015, this is after the Obama coup, where they drove the former president Yanukovych out of office in a bloody coup. Joe went over there. Hunter went with him on Air Force Two. Now, why in the world would he take Hunter to Ukraine on an official visit on Air Force Two and not ask him about why he was going or what he was going to be doing there? Well, it turns out Hunter had meetings already set up with these people at Burisma, and he was already cutting deals. They said the first thing Joe Biden did when he got to Ukraine was he told these companies that they needed to raise the price of oil about 40%. And if you read anything about what's going on over there, even now, the people complain that their utilities have all skyrocketed since the U.S. came in there. And that was all Joe Biden. And why? Because Joe planned on wetting his beak. He put Hunter in a position to do exactly what he did. At the time, Burisma had $22 million in frozen assets in England, and they were desperate to get that money unfrozen. And they knew that if they didn't, that they were possibly going to have to file bankruptcy. So they brought Hunter on board, on the board. They put Kofor Black, who's a former CIA operative, on the board, and along with Devin Archer. And then all of a sudden, England agreed to unfreeze the $22 million in assets. And then they called and told Hunter, hey, you've got to do something, because this prosecutor wants to shut us down, and he's going after us. And they're going to want to talk to Hunter and all these other people, Devin Archer, Kofor Black. And they told him, you've got to get your father to do something. So that's when you see Joe go over there again and tell the people there that we're going to withhold $1 billion that had already been approved, $1.8 billion, unless they fired the prosecutor that was going after Burisma. Now, they're denying that. Biden continues to deny that and say that everyone wanted this guy fired. Well, that's just not true. Matter of fact, Victor Shokin, the prosecutor, was later completely exonerated of all wrongdoing. So Biden got him fired, and the investigation went away immediately.
You know, think back to when the petroleum reserves were released. Biden said it was to lower gas prices because they were inflated, blah, blah, blah. Come to find out later, they were shipped over to
China, wasn't it?
Red China, you bet. All of this maneuvering that Biden has done with all these dirty deals has got him under Xi Jinping's thumb. He owns Biden and this government.
Oh, yeah. I saw an interview with a guy, a French billionaire named Pierre Argulaire. I'm not sure how to pronounce it, but he said that he used to be involved with the Club of Rome and all these different global organizations. And he said that Trump won by accident, and that he got so many votes, he outran the algorithm that they had set up to steal it for Hillary. You know, she was so shocked that she lost, she couldn't believe it, because she thought the fix was in, and they really went out of their way to fix the election in 2020 so much that it was so obvious that mathematically you cannot make the case that Joe Biden won. You know, with 83% of the vote in Georgia, and this is where he's about to be indicted for election interference. With 83% of the vote at midnight, when they stopped the counting in Georgia, Trump had a 311,000 vote lead with 83% of the vote in. Now, any other year, they would have called that state for Trump. But then at 4 a.m, they've got video of this in every state. Matter of fact, Michigan, Georgia, Pennsylvania, Arizona, Wisconsin, they had vans pull up at 3, 4 a.m. filled with boxes of ballots that were brought in, and they resumed counting. They said that in most of these cases, if not all, the boxes weren't sealed, which is a must. They have to be sealed. If they're not, if the seals are broken, then they haven't properly brought the votes in. They're, the chain of custody is broken and they're invalid. So they counted votes that had no chain of custody. They didn't allow any of these people to witness the votes. The Democrats kicked all the independent and the Republican poll watchers out, and they didn't allow them to watch the signature verification. And they proved in the audit in Phoenix that a good 50,000 of the votes should have been immediately thrown out because the signatures weren't even close.
Right.
And they said that there were probably more like 200,000 votes that were illegal. They had votes on the wrong size paper that were being kicked out and adjudicated. And what most people don't understand, in all these swing states, the Democrats ran the elections. Now, they had rhinos there, too. But it was mostly the Democrats that ran the elections. Matter of fact, in a number of those counties in Georgia, Stacey Abrams owned a employment agency for temporary help. And she hired all of the poll workers for a number of counties. And typically, she didn't hire a single non-black to work the polls. Every single person she placed in the polls was black, and probably all rabid radical Democrats. So everything about those elections was tainted, unfortunately.
Right. And if you believe that Biden got over 80 million votes, I got some swampland. I'd love to offload on you. I mean,
2 days before the election, Trump's last appearance was in Pennsylvania the night before, and he had 56,000 people there, a raucous crowd. I watched most of the rallies that Biden had the entire last month that he was running, and he couldn't pull 100 people to save his life. And at a lot of them, there were like a handful of people there. So it's just an embarrassment. It's an embarrassment for the country. But again, the shadow government that runs this country picked Biden because he's a puppet. They don't care if he's corrupt. They don't want Trump back in. And I don't think Trump can win again. I don't think they care one way or another, whether it's obvious or not. They will steal it again for whoever they choose at the convention. And I don't think it's going to be Joe. It'll probably be Michelle Obama, Big Mike.
It's either Mike or Gavin.
Yeah, yeah.
It's one of those two.
You know, they're both communists, and I don't think, you know, it would be a disaster if either one of them got in. But it would be a disaster if some flake like Chris Christie got in too. Hey, have you seen him making the rounds?
Oh, he's pathetic.
Fox News loves to bring Chris Christie, and Chris Sununu is another corrupt governor from New Jersey. And both of those guys are on Fox News on a daily basis now, trashing Trump and pushing people like Chris Christie and Mike Pence. Do you believe Mike Pence? He's just unbelievable. Total rhino. I said when Trump picked him, what a mistake it was. So yeah, we're in trouble, unfortunately, I think in this next election too.
Oh yeah. You know, you mentioned that Trump's about to be indicted in Georgia. I think it's the AG in Atlanta. And it's funny because Devin Archer testified before Congress. 24 hours or so later was when Jack Smith indicted Donald Trump on 4 bogus charges. Anything, it's like a Friday night news dump.
Yeah, it really is. I said in my last article that every time a Biden story breaks about, you know, one of their, you know, scandals, Trump gets indicted. You know, it happens every time. So, and I expect this Georgia indictment. Matter of fact, I think she said that she's going to indict him on about 8 different counts. And I expect that within the next week or so.
Right. You know, weaponization of the attorney general's office and the district attorneys like Alvin Bragg, you know, it's unfathomable how there are more people that just say, you know, Trump deserves this because he's such a mean guy and he really didn't do much for the country. I don't care if you like Trump or not, but to use the DOJ, the FBI, the IRS, and AGs from different states to attack your political opponent is unconscionable.
Oh, yeah. I saw his diversity hire, Karine Jean-Pierre, today. She said that wages are up and inflation is going down. Is she nuts?
They have to keep the lie going.
Yeah. Do you think anybody, even the dumb Democrats or, you know, whoever really thinks wages are up and inflation's going down? I don't know about you, but gas is almost $4 a gallon where I'm at.
Yeah, it's $3.50 here.
Yeah, I just saw 389. So, you know, it's going to keep going up, and inflation, I think it's getting ready to go up even further than it is now.
It has to, with the government spending the amount of money that it's spending to prop up. Yeah. It's like QE1, QE2, QE3, QE4, the quantitative easing that they tried to try to resuscitate our economy. All it's done is raise the cost of living, devalue the dollar. People don't understand, and obviously the Democrats don't, because they passed this Bidenflation Act, that the more the government spends, the more money in circulation, the less the dollar is worth.
Yes, and every economist that's been watching all this said if Jerome Powell starts raising interest rates too fast, that it's going to really hurt the economy. So what did he do? He starts raising it every month, every month, every month. I mean, it's just insane. It's like he's trying to send us spiraling into depression. And what we've got coming is not going to be like 2008. According to everybody I read, you read Michael Snyder at the Economic Collapse blog?
Love Michael.
I mean, he's fantastic. So many of these guys are saying that, you know, what's coming is just going to be really horrible. And Biden and his team are shoving us right down the path towards oblivion. It's just unbelievable, really.
Yeah, it is. You know, I reported this last week, and I've said this a number of times, Pat, that you can pencil whip any problem to rationalize your end game. And they've done it with the federal budget when they added Social Security into the general ledger instead of having it separate. And now they claim that Social Security is going bankrupt. But it goes along with the jobs report.
Trent Lott said back in the 90s that Bill Clinton and Newt Gingrich balanced the budget by taking money from Social Security. They've been doing that for years.
Decades, yeah. You know, but the Bureau of Labor Statistics says that in the number of unemployed is down from the previous month, but they're not counting all of the people that are no longer actively looking for work because there's nothing there for them. We've got illegals that are here on H-1B visas that are doing the job that Americans should be doing, but because corporations can pay these aliens less money than an American, they're making hand over fist. Why do you think that the United States Chamber of Commerce, it says United States at the front of it, but they're begging for more and more illegals to come across the border? Why? Because the people that donate money to their bogus organization, and it's a Ponzi scheme, they are making hand over fist of these corporations because cheap labor is here, and that money that they're siphoning off to keep the Chamber of Commerce pumping it up and pushing that we need more. It's a vicious cycle, and it's going to be catastrophic when the bill comes due.
Yeah, I just read where they've got all these oil field jobs opening up in South Dakota, and they're filling them with illegal aliens.
Ukrainians.
I'm sorry, yes, Ukrainians.
Yeah.
They're illegal in my mind.
Exactly.
So they're bringing all these Ukrainians. They're also bringing millions of Ukrainians into Canada. Who's left to fight? Why aren't they back home fighting the Russians?
Because
they won't fight the Russians, I guess.
No, the oligarch's not paying them enough to stay there and die for their country. So they had to come to America on their begging for refugee status. Goodness gracious. We have flown through 30 minutes, brother, and we got a whole lot more to get to.
Wow.
I know. You're listening to Power of Prophecy. We're going to have to take a brief pause, and when Pat and I come back, we're going to dive right back in. Stay with us, won't you? We'll be right back. Hello, friends. Jerry Barrett back with you again. want to tell you about an outstanding book written by Peter Schweitzer entitled Profiles in Corruption. In this book, Mr. Schweitzer offers a deep dive investigation into the private finances and secret deals of some of America's top political leaders. And as usual, he doesn't disappoint. He has never before reported revelations that will uncover corruption and abuse of power, all backed up by a mountain of corporate documents and legal filings from around the globe. Learn about how they're making sweetheart deals, generating side income, bending the law to their own benefits, using legislation to advance their own interests, and much more. Powerful book, Profiles in Corruption. This is a 368-page hardcover book. We're only asking $28 for this outstanding book. Please add $6 shipping and handling. That'll make your total $34 for Profiles in Corruption. You can order your copy of this outstanding work by phoning us toll-free in the United States and Canada at 1-800-234-9673. Again, that's 1-800-234-9673. If you care to phone us on our regular line, that number is 512-263-9780. We're in the office Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Central Time. We accept Visa, MasterCard, Discover, and American Express. You can use those same charge cards at our secure shopping cart at powerofprophecy.com. powerofprophecy.com. There's an ad for this book on the main page. Click on it, submit your information, your address, your charge card, shipping method. We'll get it coming to you. Now, if you want to send in a check, money order, or cash, please make your check or money order payable to Power of Prophecy, and you can mail it to us here at 4819 R.O. Drive, Suite 102, Spicewood, Texas, and our zip code is 78669. We look forward to hearing from you. We look forward to serving you. Okay, and now let's return to our regular program. My guest today is Pat McShay. Pat, welcome back.
Great to be here, Jerry.
Now, Devin Archer, when he spoke with the committee and also when he spoke with Tucker Carlson, he alluded to the fact that Hunter was selling access to the big guy, trying to expand the Biden brand globally. So, but Joe,
yes.
Joe was quoted as saying, well, I'd never talked to Hunter about his business deals and that's something we never discussed. It's his personal business. But Devin Archer had something wholly different to say, didn't he?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You know, I was listening to Frank Franzese, who was a former Colombo cap regime in the Colombo crime family in New York. And he was talking about RICO violations, and he was talking about the fact that Hunter bringing up his father and bringing him on the phone with his associates and then trading money later for services unknown. He said those are RICO violations. He said mobsters had been put in prison for those kind of violations. And so you've got Hunter bringing his father into these deals, and Joe continues to claim that he knows nothing, but they have Hunter in an email saying that Joe wants his 10% of everything. So that doesn't that prove that Joe knew exactly how much was coming in and out of their accounts?
You know it.
And then you've got 9 different family members, including the brothers, the son, the sister, and the nieces. You know, the IRS tried to get warrants to do searches, and they wanted to speak with these nieces, and they wanted to speak with Joe's sister, and they were denied access. How many American citizens do you think could just tell the IRS, sorry, but I'm going to deny access to the FBI and the IRS?
Exactly.
It wouldn't happen.
Not in a million years.
Yeah.
You would be cuffed and you would be sent to the gulag, and then they would interrogate you until you broke, or they came across some nefarious documents that you had that proved that they were right and you were a criminal. But, you know, Teflon Don.
Well, you know, the RICO Act was about racketeering and influence. And that's exactly what you've got here. Hunter was selling influence. He was selling access to his father. You know, they have no business. So he was selling nothing but access to the vice president.
Yeah.
No brick and mortar business at all.
None. It was just the influence peddling that Biden could bring forth. You know.
Yes.
Think about the things that have transpired during this residence administrative duties from 2020 onward. You know, we had the Ministry of Truth that was exposed.
Right.
And it was a censorship operation by the federal government, but it has continued, even though there is no such thing as an exact Ministry of Truth, but they're controlling the information for articles, their videos.
Actually, they've renamed it, and I can't think of the name offhand, but they've renamed it. They're still doing it, and you know, they're trying to stop all independent media. It's like I mentioned in my article that Barack Obama's done several interviews here in the last month or so, and he's talked about the importance of only having one narrative. And he says it confuses the public when there's other narratives and it's dangerous to the republic. Well, the only danger is it's exposing the criminality coming from the Biden-Obama crime families.
Right.
You know, and that's the only danger. The danger's to them. And, you know, think about it. Had Elon Musk not bought Twitter and brought in Michael Schellenberger and Matt Taibbi,
yeah,
the two investigative reporters, to pour over all of those documents and figure out what was going on, they uncovered all this censorship and the FBI involvement. They uncovered the Biden administration directives telling them who to ban, who to take down, who to censor. Biden was doing that not just with Twitter. He was doing it on Facebook, Instagram. He was doing it everywhere.
He was spreading it around. And sadly, these big tech corporations were kowtowing and acquiescing. I mean, Google, YouTube, any video that came out negative about the jab got yanked. Anything negative about abortion gets yanked. Anything about gun control was really good for Pol Pot and Mao and Stalin and Lenin. Those get yanked. Instead, you get, let's kill babies. Let's have gun control. You know, those countries that had gun control, the leaders loved it because there was no threat of an armed insurrection.
Oh, yeah. And another thing that they're doing, have you ever tried to go to a site and it says, this site may be dangerous, go back to safety, and it's got this big, you know, red stop. Have you seen those?
Oh, yeah. I've had a few of them pop up in my days.
Yeah, I just had one come up yesterday. And, you know, it was just something that was not a big deal. It was a extremely safe site. But I got this warning. And they're starting to put that warning on websites that they don't want people to see. It either comes up and it says, your connection isn't private. You might be in danger. I got that when I went to the 2000 Mules website about, you know, the 2000 Mules documentary has that when you try and go on there.
Hmm.
So they're doing that, and people are, you know, if people don't know, they see that and they go, oh, I'm not going to get on there. They did that to a lot of the sites that were telling the truth about these poisonous vaccines and this COVID pandemic that was planned a decade ago. People really need to wake up to that, man. This pandemic was planned years ago.
I was talking with Leslie the other day about that. I said, you know, if they hadn't doctored the number of deaths, that this would never have qualified as a so-called pandemic because it didn't meet the minimum criteria to be declared a pandemic. It was the flu on steroids, and that was it.
Yeah, and then they took all of the therapeutics that they knew were effective against COVID, the COVID-2, like ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine. They took those off the market, made it impossible to get. They banned all these other different therapeutics, which was the only way that they could get the vaccine going.
Yeah.
And it's just a travesty what's happened. And have you seen what's going on in Australia now?
Oh, my.
You know, they're having hearings there, and they're talking to these Pfizer execs, and Pfizer's saying, we never told people they had to get the vaccine. We never forced vaccines. Well, sure they did.
Yep.
At least the countries that Australia forced vaccines, New Zealand forced vaccines. You know that there's 130 universities in America that still require the COVID vaccine to go to that university?
Yeah, I reported on that last week. It's crazy. And the funny thing is, in Australia, the Pfizer exec admitted that they brought in a separate batch for Pfizer employees.
Right.
And then they tried to blame it on this lame excuse that, well, we didn't want to take from the government stores that had already been paid for.
Right. What garbage. You're getting caught in all their lies.
Yeah.
And, you know, all that New Zealand president, Ardern, she got voted out of office immediately as soon as she came up for election. And then those people down, a bunch of people in Australia that were forcing all these vaccines, they were voted out, and now they're going after these people, and they ought to.
Yes.
They ought to start. When are they going to go after Fauci and all these criminals in America?
If Rand Paul had his way, they'd already done it.
Right. Rand Paul just said again yesterday that they need to charge him. So we'll see what happens. You know, he's still getting limo service and Secret Service protection.
Yep.
Have you heard that?
Oh, gosh, yes.
Oh, my God. I mean, it's just ridiculous, man.
Fauci made himself rich and famous, which is what he always wanted to be. And now he's hiding from the public at large because he's a criminal. He is a murderer.
Yeah, he'll be like Jimmy Savile, the pedophile in England, that they won't catch him while he's still alive.
Yeah.
You know, Fauci will go down in history as a monster, but he'll live like a king till he croaks.
Yep. It's crazy. You know, we were talking about the criminality that is taking place in the White House and, well, Camp David and Rehoboth Beach, where Biden has all these different homes. The Secret Service requires visitors to the West Wing and to other Biden residences or Camp David. They require a visitor log to document who goes in to see the resident. I can't put the P in front of it, Pat. Goes in to see resident Biden, and nobody can get access to those records. I mean, well, we had the cocaine scandal where there was a packet of cocaine found in the White House, and the only people that had access to that were family. But you look at the visitor logs, and they're denying every freedom of information request that's out there to look at these logs. Oh, we don't keep them. We don't have them.
Right. And someone just leaked yesterday that they know who did it, and it was a member of the Biden family. And they said it wasn't Hunter, but it was a member of the Biden family. So they know who did it. They're just not going to tell the public. But, you know, Joe Biden's logs are going to go the same way that all the documents that they were supposed to retain in the 2020 election that got destroyed, or all of the documentation from the January 6th hearings that all got destroyed by mistake.
Obama school records, everything.
Everything, yeah. Everything disappears. It, you know, makes you wonder about the moon landing. They supposedly lost all that vital information. It's just all too hard to believe. Can you believe this?
Right. It is crazy. Yeah.
I think I'm in a nightmare. I have to pinch myself every once in a while.
Right.
It's just hard to believe.
It is so unbelievable. And
yeah.
I don't understand. I guess it doesn't compute to me. I keep using this. It's overused by me a bunch. But it doesn't compute how so many people have got their head buried in the ground, and they care not to know the truth about our federal government.
The other day there was a so-called poll that said that Biden and Trump were tied in a national poll. Now, are you kidding me? Do you really think that there's 45% of the public that would vote for Biden? And if so, what is wrong with them?
45% of those that allegedly voted in 2020, because what Biden's approval ratings are as low as any president ever. What, in the upper 20s, low 30s?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So how is he getting 40+% of potential votes for 2024?
It's ridiculous, and I don't think you can believe any of these polls. And they're probably all owned by, you know, it's like the Gallup poll. The Gallup family sold that poll years ago, and right now the polls are just being used to sway public opinion. They're used for mind control, to brainwash people.
Exactly right. Same thing goes with Reuters news agency, the New York Slimes, that they're all propaganda rags for the loony left, the Marxists that are in control and bringing this country back to a third world dung heap.
Right. And did you see Cocaine Mitch McConnell? You know, his father-in-law is a communist Chinese billionaire, but Mr. Freeze, he says that we shouldn't impeach Biden. He said, we've had too much of that already.
Did you really think that this rhino-backed, rhino-packed Congress is going to do anything?
No, I don't think so. And what is their, they only have like a 4 or 5 seat lead, and most of them are rhinos.
Yeah, I guess, but it's a sad state of affairs. And you know who is to blame for these jack wagons, these Republicans in name only, so-called conservatives being in Congress? Us. Because we keep putting them in office, and we haven't put in, you know, term limits would be great, but we have the power at the poll to implement term limits every November.
Yeah, if the elections were secure and if they were fair and honest, but you know, unfortunately, we can't count on that. I saw that in too many elections now. Did you see where a UN expert, Victor Borlase, says that religious freedom can only be tolerated if religious people fully embrace the globalist agenda, which includes radical LGBTQ ideology and pedophilia? Did you see that?
It's coming. They are pushing it.
Well, that's where Christianity is going to go right out the window. That's where, you know, they're going to start lining people up and arresting them, I guess. I guess this was all predicted, wasn't it, Jared?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Golly. Oh, man. You know, I saw Comer said he's got bank records that's going to prove that the big guy has been pilfering funds. And, you know, there's a handful of people, I guess, in Congress that I don't know if it's theater or if they're actually trying to get to the bottom of it. But the overriding problem I have with all of these committees and hearings and things is, what about the everyday business of running the government? If we are so busy trying to prove that Trump colluded with Russia and
right,
this, that, and the other, what about running everyday business? We can't balance a budget.
Well, I don't think they're getting anything done. And, you know, real quick, getting back to, they're up to 20 million now with how much the Bidens have brought in. And several million of that was from Yelena Batyrina from Russia. And they know that Joe Biden met with her for lunch in Washington, D.C., right around the same time that she sent Hunter $3.5 million. So how can Joe say he doesn't know anything about it and didn't have anything to do with the business when he had lunch with her? And they haven't even gotten into the Chinese money, which, you know, is probably up around 20 million. And Yelena Batyrina also, there was an article in the New York Post that she sent Hunter Biden's company $100 million to invest in real estate, commercial and residential real estate in America. They haven't even talked about that yet.
No. You know, if you ever wonder how politicians are able to make so much money on such a controlled salary in Congress, it's deals like this. I mean, Scranton Joe, I'm sure he was broke and poor and scraping by until he got part of the machine that put him in the Senate at the age of a puppy.
He was second youngest senator ever.
And he's milked that cow for every drop that was her udders. There's no other way to explain how a senator making $170,000 a year now has millions upon millions upon millions of dollars squirreled away in some bank account. And, you know, you think back to SVB, the Silicon Valley Bank that was taken over by the FDIC.
Oh, yeah.
How many of those people backed Biden?
Oh, man. Yeah. Well, did you see where the FBI special agent, Charles McGonigal, pled guilty to conspiring with a Russian oligarch and taking money from him? This was all going on when they were accusing Trump of Russia collusion. You know, while they were accusing Trump, you had FBI agents and the Biden family who were all getting money from Russian oligarchs.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable.
Yep. you can't write this.
you couldn't make it up, man.
It is
really.
It is too crazy. Did you see that there was a resident in Provo, Utah, who had made threats that he was going to use a sniper rifle on Biden?
Yeah, I did. They killed him at a 6 a.m. dawn SWAT raid.
Yeah. 12 hours before Biden's due to visit Salt Lake City. He was 70 to 75 years old.
Yeah, he was 74 years old, I think. And you know, he's probably sitting around having a couple beers and just blowing off some steam. And the next thing he knew, the FBI's kicking his door in.
And the thing is, because we have the Second Amendment right and these no-knock raids, which I'm sure that's what the FBI did at 6:15 in the morning. They knocked, they bashed the door down. This guy, if he's sound asleep and he hears these guys banging on his door, he's going to be armed in case it's one of these thugs that are everywhere. And so he gets taken out, boom.
Oh, yeah.
No more threat. Yeah. No more threat. But the FBI is investigating. Well, the FBI hadn't investigated Hunter Biden's laptop yet.
Yeah, but they're going to investigate that.
Yeah, the agents are going to be cleared. That's what it's going to come down to. Because it was an old white guy that had been spewing ugly things about Biden, and, well, let's eliminate him from the face of the earth and call it a good day.
Well, you just brought up the case up in Michigan where they found widespread, organized Democrat fraud. They found tens of thousands of fake registrations, fake ballots. They found all kinds of guns with silencers, bags of prepaid gift cards, all kinds of stuff run by this young black guy. It's a company called GBI. They're in 20 states. They're in all the swing states. And they're fixing elections. It's just obvious. Have you seen that reported anywhere other than the Gateway Pundit?
No, and you won't. You won't. Because controlled media can't let that get out. Because
not even when Fox won't even talk about it, because Rupert Murdoch's already settled and said that the elections are A-OK, no fraud here.
Nothing to see, nothing to see. Turn away, turn away.
Yeah,
no.
It's just so sad.
Nope, and it would improve Trump's claim that the election was rigged, and more people might actually wake up and demand action. So it's not going to happen. We got a criminal in the White House with his coke-doing son hanging out and his wife hanging out with trannies and other weirdos and all this. And it's normal, everyday life here in America, Pat. It's just it's crazy. And, man, I want to thank you for coming on and spending an hour with us again this week, buddy.
Oh, it's been great, Jerry. Love getting together with you.
Oh, man, always a pleasure. That's going to take care of the program this week. Pat and I thank you for tuning in and giving us an hour of your time. We greatly appreciate it. And as always, I pray you will tune in again next week at this same time. Tune in and discover the power of prophecy.